Today is the 15th of October, Sunday evening, and you've tuned in to the evening service of the Pineville House Church, and I have a couple announcements. We're going to be having a talk show tomorrow night, and if you're interested in listening, all you have to do is Google up. You want to just turn that heater on there. Talk shoe election, and that'll take you right to that broadcast, which will start at 6 o'clock p.m. And then we will have a Walt is going to be kind of leading that format. He's going to be doing an upcoming talk show on creation, have his own program. And we've invited him to come on and kind of give us a prelude to that. And I sent out a source of material that you can, in a PDF file, that you can refer to and look at if you want to kind of see what it is that he's going to be talking about. Most of you know that we are planning next week a special fellowship, first in the morning at Joplin, and then in the afternoon and evening here in Pineville. So you're welcome to join us for that. And that's about all I have. The first song that we're going to sing is going to be taken out of the old school hymnal, and it's going to be Mark wants to sing 157, Our Father Cares, 157. And Mark, do you want to start that for us?
Yeah. Your Heavenly Father knows all we need before we ask. Here our Heavenly Father knows and He cares. Here our Heavenly Father sees every sparrow when it falls. Here our Heavenly Father sees and He cares. See the lilies, how they grow and the beauty they display. He is watching over them, for He cares. When He waters with the new lilies, raise their heads anew. He will do the same for you, for He cares. When we find ourselves in need, and we to the Father plead, for He is our friend indeed, and He cares. He'll be watching over us when we're sleeping in the dust, and He'll come again for us when He cares.
Okay, again, I believe we're going to sleep in the dust.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe the soul ever dies.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's see here. The next one we're going to sing is taken from the Psalter, and it's page 4, and it's Psalm 4b out of the Psalter. Mark, you want to start that one?
Page what?
4 will be.
Answer when I call, O God who justifies. In my stress you freed me. Hear in grace my cries. Sons of men, how long will you my glory shame? Will you love what's worthless? Will lies be your aim? Know the Lord His saints has set apart in grace, and the Lord will hear me when I seek His face. Tremble in your anger, yet from sin depart. On your bed in silence, speak within your heart. May you sacrifice now, sacrifice is just. In the Lord only, placing all your trust. Who will show us goodness? Many people say, the light of your face, Lord, lift on us, we pray. You have given my heart greater joy by far than when grain and new wine most abundant are. So in peace I lie down, I will rest and sleep. For, O Lord, you only will me safely keep.
Okay, we're going to sing a couple out of the Gadsby hymnal. Let's see. Okay, we're going to sing 262, it's Top Lady, and we're going to try to sing this to O Worship the King, 262. Thou fountain of bliss, thy smile I entreat. O'erwhelmed with distress, I mourn at thy feet. The joy of salvation, when shall it be mine? The high consolation of friendship divine. Awaken to see the depth of my fall. For mercy on me, I earnestly call. 'Tis thine, the lost sinner, to save and renew. Face mighty beginner and finisher too. Thy Spirit alone repentance implants and gives me to groan at feeling my wants. Midst all my dejection, dear Lord, I can trace some marks of election, some tokens of grace. Thou wilt not despise a sinner distressed. All kind and all wise, thy season is best. To thy sovereign pleasure resigned I would be, and tarry thy leisure and hope still in thee. Okay, let's try to sing 231. This is Isaac Watts, and it's taken from 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk not by sight. And we're going to sing this to Jesus, thou art the sinner's friend. Tis my love, Jesus, thou art the sinner's friend. 'Tis by the faith of joys to come we walk through desert's darkest night till we arrive at heaven our home. Faith is our God, our light. The want of sight she well supplies. She makes the pearly gates appear. Far into distant worlds she prides and brings eternal glories near. Cheerful we tread the desert through while faith inspires a heavenly ray. Though lions roar and tempests blow and rocks and dangers fill the way, So Abram, by divine command, left his own house to walk with God. His faith beheld the promised land and fired his zeal along the road. Well, tonight I want to talk about a subject that we covered in different ways, but maybe not quite the same way we're going to talk about it tonight. If I were to entitle this message, I would entitle it, God's Plans Cannot Be Sabotaged. God's plans cannot be sabotaged. A lot of people think that God's plans can be sabotaged. They think that man, puny little man, who, by the way, was created by God, can sabotage the plans of God. Now, I want to look at a passage. We looked at this before, but maybe we're going to look at this in a little bit different light tonight. In Hebrews, the 6th chapter, he says in verse 17, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into the veil, that within the veil. Whether the former... We just blew a breaker. So what we have here is we have an oath given by God that it is impossible for God to lie. We have an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. Jesus made the high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, we started by talking about how that God's plans cannot be sabotaged. Now, if we are questioning this oath of God, then we're calling God a liar. Because he confirmed this oath by the immutability of his counsel. He confirmed this oath by the immutability of his counsel. And we're told that it's impossible for him to lie. And then people want to say that God's plans can be sabotaged. And Scripture says, we have as an anchor the soul, both steadfast and sure, the hope that we have. And we also are told that Jesus was made forever a high priest. And people say that his plans can be sabotaged. And you might say to me, well, Larry, what do you mean people say that his plans can be sabotaged? Well, that's what the Arminians are promoting by saying that you can fall from grace. God's plans can be sabotaged. He saved you, but your own free will can bring you down to the ground. They're saying that God's plans can be sabotaged. Well, if we look over in the 7th chapter of Hebrews, we see what does the writer of Hebrews say in the 24th verse. This man, of course, that's speaking of Jesus, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. If God is an eternal priest to those for whom he's redeemed, how can his unchangeable priesthood be sabotaged by the free will of man, I ask? How can Christ's unchangeable priesthood be sabotaged by the free will of man? What's the next verse saying, verse 25? Mark, you want to read that for us?
Read loud?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lived to make intercession for them.
It doesn't say that he can save them until a person backslides or a person by their own free will falls from grace. It says he's able to save them to the uttermost, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Now he says, how does he end with this? He says, for such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, talking about God's plans not being able to be sabotaged. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh a son who is consecrated forevermore. Forevermore. Now, the this covenant, this oath, is sure, it's steadfast, it's eternal. Okay? This is something that people need to be taught, I guess, that you can't sabotage the plans of God. Okay? You can't sabotage the plans of God. In Hebrews 8:12, he says, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Okay? Now he says, over in the 9th verse, on 9th chapter, he says, we've read this many times, verse 11, but Christ being come an high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, we've been talking about that, not made with hands, not brick and mortar, that is to say, not of this building, Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And you're going to tell me that the plans of God can be sabotaged when he's entered once into the holy place and he's obtained eternal redemption for us, but his plans can be sabotaged by puny little man? Wow. Why does he say that we have an eternal inheritance if his plans can be sabotaged? If his plan was to give us eternal inheritance, and you're saying his plans can be sabotaged, you're saying that God is more powerful than, or man is more powerful than God. Look what he says in verse 15. And for this cause he's the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Now I have a question for anyone that's listening. Do you believe that those which are called are going to be some way sabotaged? Is God's will going to be sabotaged for those people? Well, if we're set apart by God, if we're sanctified by God, which means set apart, if we have been a recipient of redemption, then how is his plans going to be sabotaged? You say, well, you can sabotage it by being disobedient. Really? If you've been a recipient of eternal life, your disobedience are going to sabotage his redemption? You know? He says in chapter 10 of Hebrews, okay, verse 10, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Verse 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Verse 14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. And what's he say in verse 17? Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. What does he say in verse 22? Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. God can't be sabotaged. It's impossible to sabotage the Almighty God. Okay? Now, I want to look into Hebrews 12. We know this very, very good. We've talked about it many times. But what does he say in verse 2? He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Where's God being sabotaged there? If he is the author and the finisher of our faith, where can God's plans be thwarted if he finishes it? Who for the joy was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, that's not to say that we won't be chastened. That's not to say that when we come against his clearly revealed will, that he won't chasten us and so on. But you know what? How does the author of Hebrews end this great book? Let's go now back to the 13th chapter. Of Hebrews, And let's look at number 20, verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Everlasting covenant. He confirmed it by an oath. It's impossible for God to lie, but he can be sabotaged. What does he say in verse 21? Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I cannot find where God's will can be sabotaged. The Bible says it is God's will to work in and through you to do his own good pleasure. I'm paraphrasing. And so, anyone that comes around teaching that you can fall from grace and you can be eternally lost after being effectually called by God, after being foreknown by God, after being predestinated by God, after being justified by God, after being glorified by God, they're actually saying that God is not all powerful and he is a liar. And he is not keeping his oath. He is not keeping his covenant of giving us everlasting eternal life. And that our everlasting and eternal life is not up to God, it's up to man to keep himself in the love of God and so on. So, let us just be reminded that God's plan cannot be sabotaged by mere man. Do we have a final selection?
341.
What is it?
Blessed Hope. 341.
341. You want to leave that?
Mm-hmm.
Blessed Hope with her anchor of safety. It points up with index of love, saying, children of sorrow and sadness, they're a home with the blessed above. Blessed home, sure and steadfast, anchor of the soul, guiding through the veil to the heavenly goal. When we're pining in sickness and anguish, and the sweetness of friendship is written, hope is whispering in accents of gladness, there's a home with the blessed in heaven. Though the cross may be heavy to carry, though severe be the chastening rod, hope is telling of rest for the weary, and a home with the blessed of God. Blessed hope be our constant companion, ever shield from the chill of despair, pointing upward to mansions of glory, which the Savior has gone to prepare. What I said, hope, sure and steadfast, anchor of the soul, guiding through the veil to the heavenly goal.
Well, good Lord be with you this week. And if you would care to join us tomorrow night at 6 o'clock Central Time, just go to any search engine and put in Talk Shoe Predestination, and that'll get you to the program. God be with you.